Call now to get your tree questions answered by ISA-certified arborist John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service.
If you caught our first hour of the broadcast, you know we were talking taxes and inflation rate. According to a 3% year-over-year inflation, $800 in 1862 would be worth nearly $80,000 today. John, a tree planted 155 years ago, what would the value of that be today? I think you'd have a little more bang for your buck than you would on the cash reserve. I mean, you couldn't replace something like that.
Yeah, hopefully it was a species that lives that long, because plants do have a lifespan, and trees are no different. Some trees, you know, could live to be 400 or 500 years old in optimum growing conditions, you know, or longer. But we need to just, you know, if there's a typical tree in our environment here, if you get a 100 years out of a life of a tree, you'd be doing well. But again, it has to have, as Chris was saying a few minutes ago, adequate rooting space. It has to, you know, as go the roots, so go the shoots. And if you can maintain a healthy rooting environment, there's no limit to what the tree can do above ground.
Which brings us to our text question. This individual has a mulberry tree that has a huge termite infestation. They want to know, can the termites be treated, or is it time to chop the tree down and start over?
It just depends on where the termites are feeding. If they're just feeding on the outside of the bark of the tree, like we'll often see the mud casings on the at the base of several trees, indicating the termites have moved up into that area, and they're just feeding on that dead outer bark of the trees. They're doing very little harm to the trees at all. And now, if those termites are found inside decayed heartwood in some exposed areas of the tree, that's a different question. I'd have to kind of see a photograph to you know, evaluate whether that tree itself is in poor health. But generally speaking, you can knock those mud casings off. And if you wanted to treat for termites, you'd be treating for them just as you would normally if you had them anywhere else in your yard. You might want to get a pest control specialist to come out and take a look around.
1-888-767-4348. Let's get to Barbara, our first caller on the line from Phoenix. Welcome to the program.
Hello, am I?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
When you were talking about trimming trees, it really hit a nerve, because I cannot understand how moths and street trees and those kinds of things are trimmed so heavily, where you have no shade anymore. I go in a mall and I look for the shade, even if I have to walk a block.
Yeah, isn't that parking
lot shade?
Yeah, isn't that a shame that we have to move inside to get shade when just because our trees are so heavily pruned? And excessive thinning of trees is one of the worst. It's a common pruning mistake. People think that maybe they're making the trees a little bit safer, or maybe they're wanting to show off the branch architecture. Whatever those motivations are, they quite often end up leaving a tree what we call lion-tailed. That is, they have these lion tails of heavy foliage out on the ends of the branches, and the entire bottom portions of the tree, up to two-thirds of the canopy, are stripped out and left empty. It's really hard on the trees for various reasons, and maybe Chris can weigh in a little bit on that.
Well, and not to hijack the conversation, but when you take a tree and you put it in a parking lot, it's like you were talking about your pancakes earlier. Well, now you're trying to eat pancakes with a silver plate on top. You've got all this asphalt and all this concrete around it. And the best solution I think I've seen for shade in parking lot are the ones like the schools are doing, where they're putting solar all across the entire parking lot.
Yeah, that's very – I'd actually kind of agree with you there, Robbie, but there's different trees have different abilities to be able to withstand that very harsh environment. And unfortunately, oftentimes trees that don't quite have the capability to grow, both in terms of above ground and below ground, are the ones that are planted. And maybe a little bit later on we'll feature a tree that is – incredibly tough, that will grow well in even that hostile environment. One of the pieces of research we did a few years ago documented the temperature profiles of the root zone underneath a parking lot asphalt surfaces in planting medians. And we found that during the course of the summer, there was oftentimes months upon end when that root zone temperature stayed above 100 degrees Fahrenheit, in that 100 to 130, 140 degree Fahrenheit range. And that is really a hostile environment when you look at roots and the killing temperature of roots.
And with that being said, it stands to reason that we'd want to keep as much leaf surface as we can. You want to be leaving your trees with that canopy, as Chris said, that, to moderate the temperature underneath the tree for the health of the tree, but also for those who are underneath the tree or wanting to seek some shade below it.
Which all changes the first time a Platinum F-150 drives underneath it and there's a scratch in the paint and someone's complaining.
There you go.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U.
Rosie on the House, the number one referral directory in the state, by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.